Thank you for tuning in to The Queer Truth, a podcast that takes on a variety of topics from pop culture to everyday life. I'm Chantel C. You can call me CC, and I'm joined by my partner in organizing,
Denise.
Hello, Denise.
Hello.
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 I don't have my tea in front of me currently. We are periscoping and recording live our podcast.
Live from Paris, Afropunk.
How are you feeling it?
Yeah, I love it. I love Afropunk. I came last year and it was dope. And so I recruited everybody to come this year.
And last night they had what they called a fancy dress ball, which was really just an opening party.
It was it was just like another night of the festival. I was always concerned. You know what I mean? It was not, okay, people were dressing fancy, but people always dress fancy at Afropunk. There's some people that go all out and talk about, I'm an artist. And so that's wonderful. I think that's great. But yeah, they didn't give any parameters. They didn't have a theme. So people was in there with jeans and t-shirts, but then there were people with gowns. And
right.
There was a lot going on. But in terms of the venue is the same last night as it will be tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That means that it is only really conducive for certain things. If they wanted to have like a ball aspect, they would have had to like turn the lights on and let you see other people and dance or whatever. But basically, they're just, why am I looking at my ass? Like,
stay focused.
So basically, it was just like a concert. It was just like a third night or the first of three nights of concerts from Afropunk.
Basically, right? Mm-hmm. So let's not let the people wait since you're talking about you looking at ass. The first thing I wanted to talk about today was Big Boy.
Lovely.
Big Boy. So Big Boy, as everyone knows, is one of the two people who makes up the band OutKast.
But first of all, I would like to say, like, could you still call yourself Big Boy? Like, could you still use a rapping name when you ain't rapping? Like, how'd it work? Don't he got a legal name no more? Like, when does it revert?
He's known as Big Boy. You gotta keep the name that people know you as.
All right, I got you.
So he felt the need to post a meme this week that on the left said, had a picture of the beautiful Good Times, mama and daughter, mothers in the 70s.
Mm.
And on the right, a woman who is in some type of hammam shower in a thong bikini.
On a stool.
Placed with her bottom presented on a stool with a child looking at her. We don't know if it's her child. And it says, mothers now, ... And we act like we don't know what's wrong with these kids.
There's so many assumptions in that. One is that there's something wrong with these kids, right? Assumption number one is that there's something wrong with these kids. Two is that bodies in general is something that we should be hiding from our kids.
Right.
Right? Because should they see our bodies, they're going to be irrevocably corrupted.
Mm-hmm.
And three, the biggest assumption is that Big Boy is relevant. I don't know who told him that. That's not true.
Well, they did just have a very successful 20-year reunion concert.
Right.
They toured the entire world. Mm. They started at Coachella.
Okay.
They ended in Atlanta.
Lovely.
I saw them in London.
Newark's? You only as funky as your a great
it was a 20
philosopher
year.
Once said, baby boy, you only funky as your last what?
Well, Andre Three Stacks is very relevant.
He'll always be relevant. And I don't understand why he made a double album when the only thing that was good about that was his album.
Well, But he did produce Big Boy's album, right? He did
all that. Big Boy house. I like the way you move. That's it. That's it. What else is Big Boy coming with?
But why does Big Boy feel necessary to shame women and their bodies and their twerking capabilities if he knows that, one, he loves women, two, shames them himself in a lot of his own music, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or talks about this type of dancing being his thing, like he in the club and he in the stripper and whatever.
See, we don't got no laptops. I usually be typing. Doing But am I remembering wrong that Big Boy caught a case on some?
That one Big Boy. Mm-mm.
Okay.
No. That's CeeLo.
CeeLo, okay.
Don't.
Sorry.
Okay,
sorry.
That was
one
CeeLo.
One has talent. Okay, so, and it's not Big Boy.
Okay.
Aquaname notwithstanding.
Aquaname.
Okay. You know I don't care about it. Okay. But yeah, he's a mess, you mm-hmm, know? And he is a hoe. But meanwhile, you know, he wanna talk about you mothers now, mothers in the '70s. The mothers now being your video though, so what?
They're in your video. So we talked about good times.
And your hotel room.
Okay.
Let's be real.
We don't know his business. Mm-hmm. So with the mention of good times, of course, it is very important to talk about the fact that Roots, the miniseries, mm-hmm. has been rebooted. The original is from 1977, mm-hmm. starring a lot of dope people, including John Amos as the famous Kunta Kinte, who then became Toby. Hey, the father of good times. Hold up now, John Amos. Oh, yes. You better stop.
Okay.
LeVar Burton, Louis Gossett Jr., Leslie Uggams, and John Amos even had an interview on MSNBC because Snoop Dogg, also trying to keep himself relevant, felt the need to tell everybody on his Twitter and other social media to boycott the Roots rebooted miniseries because why do we always have to tell the same stories?
First of all, I don't know who Snoop Dogg is.
I only know who
Snoop Lion is.
Okay.
Okay, because he has been reborn and is now a Rastafarian for the next 2 weeks. So let's just be real.
Okay. Well, Snoop felt very passionate about it and felt like the only things we ever talk about are Roots and 12 Years a Slave.
Mm.
And why can't we show some black people, you know, having positive images and all of their successes? And why is that not on? Why aren't we promoting that? Why are we so excited about Roots miniseries? I would just like to put out there that in 1977, when the Roots originally came out, it was groundbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
There were only 3 channels. There was no cable.
Lovely. You ain't got no choice, white folks. You got to see this shit. Look at it. I wanted to do some like Clockwork Orange shit. Like just be like, oh, just look at this shit.
The last episode was the highest rated television show of the time with mm-hmm. over 1 million viewers.
Mm-hmm.
They were nominated for, I can't remember how many Emmys, and I think they won something like 9 Emmys, but they mm-hmm. were nominated for many, many more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was huge at the time, right?
Emmys couldn't even be so white. That's for you.
Right, Emmys couldn't even be so white. So when you think about it, it was harder to think about their rebooting it with a completely new cast, including people like T.I. T.I.P. Because, you know, they're trying.
Does he act?
Yeah. This is the first time he's been in something.
What does the CV look like? Can we talk?
No, we're not talking about
Okay.
You better stay on my tip. Look, the point is they're obviously trying to make sure that the Roots doesn't get, the miniseries doesn't get lost, right?
Mm.
My nieces and nephews, some of them are watching it for the first time. They hadn't watched the 1977 miniseries.
Mm-hmm.
But first, let's talk about what Snoop Dogg said. Is there something in that?
So he just wants feel-good positive stories.
He's saying that we focus too much on the slavery stories and don't do much for the positive black images that we also have.
We've had a ton of positive black images on TV. I mean, we've had like more black family shows that came after the Cosby Show than I can even remember.
Well, let's talk about today, right? Today mm-hmm. was really popular. Blackish.
Blackish is dope.
Blackish is dope.
Mm-hmm.
We have black leading ladies who aren't just leading ladies because of their blackness and being raped, right? They're just leading ladies like yes. Viola Davis and How to Get Away with Murder, Kerry Washington and Scandal. But we also have shows like Underground that are making that are groundbreaking.
See, so I'm not Mr. States. I can't see Underground.
But
I gotta go underground to see Underground.
You gotta go underground to see Underground. Right. But there is something to what Snoop is saying, but I believe someone said it best, including John Amos. Well, why don't you put your money where your mouth is?
Boom. Produce something.
Where's your production company?
Why are you boycotting black shit? Like, I don't even understand that. I don't even understand that. This idea that there can't be a multiplicities of representations. This reminds me of the Richard Pryor skit.
Right.
No. It was the Eddie Murphy skit where he was talking, where Bill Cosby calls up Eddie Murphy
mm-hmm.
and says, "You say all the floof and flar." Because Eddie Murphy curses in
right.
his comedy and Bill Cosby chose not to.
Right.
And so Bill Cosby calls up Eddie Murphy and said, "Don't curse."
Mm-hmm.
And so Eddie Murphy was hurt because Bill Cosby was a hero. And so he called up Richard Pryor.
Richard exact opposite.
Richard Pryor curses a lot and is amazing.
Newsflash.
And Richard Pryor said, tell that nigga to have a Coke and a smile. Like, right? But you know Richard Pryor knew. Richard Pryor knew back in the day. I'm saying is that there's...
Stay focused. We not talk about that today.
But all I'm saying is this. That there can be a diversity of images put out there for Black folks. This
right.
idea that we can only have one identity feeds into this notion that we have to play to the white gaze.
Exactly.
And we cannot let white people see us as slaves. And we cannot let white people be uncomfortable by the fact that their ancestors enslaved us. And they still benefit from a system that their ancestors created that they actively participate in and are not interested in dismantling. So that's what Snoop is coming from. And he doesn't even know it.
And I think what's really important to mention is Roots is a miniseries based on the book by Alex Haley. This is something he researched. It is his own lineage.
Man.
It is his own lineage, right? So it's really not a fair call.
Mm-mm.
But for those of you who are interested, Black Twitter came through as always and put out the Roots syllabus hashtag.
Lovely.
Of required reading.
Mm.
So I can just encourage you, go to hashtag Roots syllabus and you will find all types of things that you need to read. For example, let me see. For example, The Book of Negroes, Jubilee, Desiree's, Witch, A Mercy. That's what they were talking about if you were teaching it. Slavery at the Sea, Terror, Sex, and Sickness in the Middle Passage. For the Middle Passage, The Slave Ship by Marcus Rediker, and so on and so forth. So check out the Roots syllabus. If you're still reading the Lemonade syllabus, I understand. I would encourage you to move on.
The Lemonade syllabus had 4,098 books, okay? So I will never move on. There's so many books in there. I'm like, you were getting all of that?
Right. So there you go. In our second segment, today I would like for us to discuss something that is hypocrisy at its finest.
Mm-hmm.
The Black Lives Matter organizer who founded the chapter in Pasadena, Jasmine Richards, was charged and convicted of what used to be called felony lynching. It was a little known part of the California Penal Code that targeted people who supposedly tried to get people out of jail illegally, who were, for whatever reason, in jail. We're going to go into, like, all the many things that's wrong with that, but the fact of the matter is, that's absolutely not what Jasmine was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Jasmine was at a protest, recognized that the police were targeting someone who wasn't even a part of the protest,
mm-hmm.
and went over and tried to speak to them in order for that person not to be arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Now, facing up to 4 years in jail,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people are talking about, I think it's unfair. Some people called it irony. I think it would be really a disservice to call it irony, what's happening here.
This is a politically motivated conviction and charge, right? At the time that the incident happened, they didn't even charge her. She was free to go.
Right.
And it was not a problem. Now, in what country or in what reality would police see a Black woman committing a crime who is within their reach
right.
and say, okay, it wasn't nothing? It's because they didn't see a crime. They didn't see a crime, actually.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't see a crime at all.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to think about it and be like, who is she? What? Black lives what?
Right.
And then 2 days later, they came to her house, picked her up, and said, you're charged with this.
Right.
Because they had to figure out what she was charged with because it's some bullshit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So first part, problematic, lynching. To arrest a Black woman.
I don't know because I have to look at the history of this, but I imagine that the reason it's called this is because it's some To Kill the Mockingbird type situation, right? Whereby white mobs would, if a Black man was even charged
right.
with doing anything against a white person in the South,
mm-hmm.
white mobs would go to the jail and get their brother and them to let that man, to get that man out
mm-hmm.
And then they would lynch him, essentially, mm-hmm. because they would exact their own justice.
Right.
Now, this coincides with the fact that it's been a long, long time, like many, many years in many states since a white person has actually been convicted and sent to the death penalty. This is in death penalty states. Has been sent to the death penalty for killing a black person.
Mm-hmm.
And what we know about the death penalty is that black people, if they kill a white person, have a way higher likelihood of mm-hmm. getting sent to the death penalty,
mm-hmm.
to execution. So this just is completely politically motivated. These are trumped up charges.
Well, it's trumped up also because it's really important to note about this law
mm-hmm.
that it's a requirement that there be a riot.
Mm-hmm.
This was a peaceful protest.
Right.
There has to be a lynch mob that is assisting in the lynching of the person that you're taking from the police.
Mm-hmm.
So neither one of those requirements are filled in order to convict her of this charge.
She gonna win this on appeal, but this is some bullshit.
But let's be really clear. The district attorney who leads that office, a black woman.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are really asking themselves what her motivation is in mm-hmm. letting these charges stand and then successfully
executing them.
Right.
Right. Well, you know, identity politics is some bullshit, right? In a lot of ways. Identity politics is brought to you by Clarence Thomas, replacing Thurgood Marshall. Identity politics has brought us Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Mm.
Identity politics has brought us a lot of bullshit. So at the end of the day, it's brought us two Latinos that were on the Republican ticket, right? Mm-hmm. Rubio and...
Cruz.
Satan. Okay. So... exactly what I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have identity politics that purports to go ahead and give us what we want to see... but not give us the actual effects that we need to have.
But is Black Lives Matter such a threatening...
It's a massive threat.
Why is it threatening?
They did this with Angela Davis. Angela Davis came through Vienna a while back. Mm-hmm. And one of the things she talked about was the fact that because of her work with the Black Panthers and with the liberation of Black people,
mm-hmm.
they put her in on some trumped up charges,
mm-hmm.
and she was actually in jail for a while mm-hmm. while trying to fight those charges.
Right.
And she basically credits her release and winning on appeal and all that on an international community of people that said, no, you're not going to do this just because somebody is involved in political activity. I feel like we need to mobilize for Jasmine and do the same.
How would we mobilize? What would make sense? First of all, reaching out to Black Lives Matter Pasadena, obviously, to hear what they're doing.
Right, and I think that they need to take the lead on that. Right before she was convicted, she actually took a picture with Angela. And so Angela is aware of the situation and I believe supports her.
Mm-hmm.
And... I think I'm like on first name basis.
Angela. You know me, Angela, we go way back.
Angie, as I like to call her. Gigi. No, Angela Davis. Dr. Davis.
Dr. Davis. Professor Dr.
Miss Dr. Davis. And I mean, I feel like there needs to be a coordinated response. I think that the issue is that when we're organizing for ourselves in our own liberation,
mm-hmm.
there's a constant battle to keep us on the defensive.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we're mobilizing for Jasmine, there's so many things. And it's hard to stay focused
right.
and to preserve your energy and have time and energy for all these things. But this is something that's so important and we just cannot let stand. Just like the district attorney was removed in Chi-Town?
Yeah. Chi-Town.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Removed in Chi-Town for refusing to prosecute police officers that were killing black people. I feel like we need to come for this district attorney's job, and then we need to make sure everything is ready on the appeal. I would love to contribute to a letter writing campaign.
Okay.
So from
That's
Vienna.
A call to action. Why not?
Right. Mm-hmm. So I'll reach out and see what they say.
Let's do it.
If we could help with a letter writing campaign.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'd like to just read some words from Jasmine,
mm-hmm.
who posted a video online.
Mm.
These are her own words. The video is from last year, but just in her own words. Jasmine Richards. I'm with Black Lives Matter Pasadena. I'm an organizer. I'm the founder of Black Lives Matter Pasadena. Black Lives Matter Pasadena is actually located 15 minutes away from Los Angeles. We're right up the hill, northwest. I started Black Lives Matter Pasadena in January of 2015. The reason for this is because I felt like we didn't have any community programs or anything happening in my community. And there's been a lot of youth that have been killed by the Pasadena police. Kendrick McDade is currently the youth that I am specifically doing all these actions around. Leroy Barnes, he was killed by the Pasadena police. Big Homie named Big BA also killed by the Pasadena police. Our police have been notorious for bullying. Since I was a child, these police have scared me. They've harassed me. They've scared me. I know their first and last names. I felt like we needed a group out here that stood up to that injustice. Instead of all of us being scared and just doing, wasting our time and not organizing and sitting at the park without any programs to help us, I felt like I should do something. End quote. So very powerful. I think it would be worth mentioning just because we were talking about it earlier. We woke up this morning to the news that Muhammad Ali had passed away. And yes. May he rest in peace. And Ava DuVernay had a really nice tribute on her Instagram. Mm. And she just reminded Muslim, Black,
mm-hmm.
activist,
mm-hmm.
father,
mm-hmm.
all of these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
With the greatest of opposition, when he was at, you know, the height of his career.
Drafted.
Right.
And refused to serve in the military and go fight in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
Had his title stripped from him.
Mm-hmm. All of these things. So there are people like Muhammad Ali. You mentioned Angela Davis. And so many more names that we could name. And probably many more names that we don't even know about. There are people really in the everyday struggle for true justice. And so I'm happy that we could take a moment to uphold Jasmine Richards, her name. And I look forward to sharing with everyone, once we have more information, what our roles could be in supporting that cause. And in our third segment, that you're never prepared for, what's making you happy? What are you excited about? What are you looking forward to?
Bitch, I'm depressed.
You know what? Everyone calls you a sinner. All of the people who listen always ask me, what's going on with your girl and the cynicism?
Cynicism?
Yes. There have been maybe three times I've asked you this question where you were like, you know, I'm in Barcelona.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. My life is falling apart.
Okay. I can assure all of our listeners that is not true, but okay.
Girl, is you gonna give me some medication or what? What are we doing right now? Like, I don't understand that. Do you not understand cries for help? You're a professional.
I do. That's why. What are you excited about? What are you looking forward to?
I'm excited about Afro. I'm excited about brunch. Like,
we got to do the brunch.
Yes, and mm-hmm. I'm excited about Afropunk today. That's really great. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited about, you know, possibly designing a vision for my life and getting my life back on track.
That is beautiful.
That's beautiful.
Sculpting the vision.
Sculpting the vision. One day at a time, as they like to say.
One day at a time.
Yes.
Okay, I heard, though, that you were trying to bring roots to your Black group and Vienna group.
That's right. For those of you that don't know, I organize two groups in Vienna. One is the Vienna Black Movie Club.
Uh-oh.
And, oh, yeah, uh-oh. That's what it's called. And I organize another group called Black People in Vienna.
Real placative names. Real,
real blackity black, all black, black, blackness, blackness on fleek, black.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically what I organize. My biggest struggle is telling white people they can't join. But when I'm not doing that, I'm having a great time with these groups.
Mm-hmm.
The Black People in Vienna has a monthly meetup, and that's going great. And we're designing more events for us. But the Vienna Black Movie Club, our next two things that we're watching are Dope.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Which I've never seen.
That's dope.
It's dope. Dope is dope.
Dope is dope. Dope
is a, dope is a film. And then we're gonna watch Roots.
Amazing.
But I want us to watch the old Roots.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
I imagine most people have.
I can't start with it.
You can't start with a T.I. reboot.
Wait, is T.I. Clinton? No. You know T.I. too yellow to be Kunta. Who's T.I.?
T.I. is not Kunta. T.I. cannot ever play anything that John Amos played. No, it's not happening.
Well, who T.I.?
I'm not even sure who T.I. is. I think he has like a smaller house role. Boy? He's got like a smaller role.
He in the house.
We should... Probably. He's a little yellow. He probably in the house. I don't know.
T.I. better get a tan before you play Roots. I don't know. I hope they don't put T.I. in no blackface. No.
This miniseries is only getting the highest of reviews from the black community currently.
Like, I love
I'm confident. I'm confident.
What's his name? Jesse Williams?
Yeah, Jesse. With the pretty eyes.
Bang. I love him. Would love for him to be in it, but he could only be in the house.
He could only be in the house.
Oh my goodness, but he's so cute.
They could have put some... Okay, we're going to stop. Anyway.
Only be in the house.
I'm excited about brunch. I'm also excited about just being an Afropunk and looking at all these beautiful black people and all of their originality and creativity.
Yeah, they are very beautiful.
We're basically having like the Cutie Bebop Berlin reunion. Mm-hmm. Everybody has
What's Cutie Bebop?
Okay, my bad. Cutie Bebop stands for queer, trans, black, POC.
It's people of color.
Mm-hmm. People of color. Mm-hmm. And there's a great community in Berlin that we're very connected to, of course, because we both lived in Berlin for a long time.
That's where I had met you.
Right. Mm-hmm. And everyone has come out. Everybody is here from Berlin.
Yeah.
People have chartered buses from London. Mm-hmm. Vienna representing. We got Karlsruhe representing. I mean, we got the Netherlands representing. Everybody's here.
Everybody here.
So
and everybody fly.
Everybody's fly.
Moisturized.
Yes. No ashiness to be seen.
Oh, my goodness. It's so beautiful. It's a
we
beautiful
are just
thing.
Basking
moisturized black
in
people
it,
are the best.
Yes. Basking in it. Otherwise, what am I looking forward to? I think that's it for right now. I'm overwhelmed with all of this. I got a lot to take in. It's a lot of input.
You're overwhelmed.
So,
it's a lot.
It's a lot of input. I got to process it. You know, when I'm talking to people like Young Paris and within 5 minutes at the after party, we having deep
Who's
conversations.
On the David Chappelle show? The MC last night.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
Bizarre.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a lot of conversation, a lot of parlaying, politicking happening. So.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just, you know, I love meeting all this multiplicity of the diaspora and all that goodness, but oof, you know, my brother's from America, from Philly, from...
Philly was represented last night.
Oh, gosh.
Well, we...
With the...
Let's not, because he might listen.
He's beautiful.
He was beautiful. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's all for this week. If you would like to keep up with
Ooh,
us...
Ain't all.
That is all.
What is you looking forward to?
I've just talked about it the whole time.
You said you was overwhelmed.
Denise. Okay. That's all for this week. If you'd like to keep up with us, you can follow us on Twitter at The Queer Truth. If you're watching us on Periscope, you're already following us. That's amazing. We'd love to hear your thoughts on some of the things we've discussed today, so feel free to get at us. Until next time, peace out.
How do I turn this off?